Blog Talk Radio.
Keep going. few mistakes along the way, it's not over. God put greatness in you, so you gotta release it. How will people know about him if you don't release it? How will people see him in you if you don't release it? How will you be able to testify of his goodness if you don't release it?
Some people who have given up, who have lost hope just because of the few mistakes that you've made. But the Word of God says that there is therefore no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. Somehow I feel that I need to emphasize this, that it's not over yet. God put you on this earth for a purpose. He put you on this earth for a reason. And as long as you haven't fulfilled that purpose, you ain't going nowhere. So you might as well get right with God. You might as well fix the things that need to be fixed in you. And then walk to your destiny. No. Don't even walk. You gotta run to your destiny. There's not enough time for you to run, to walk, I mean. There's not enough time for you to walk. Time is of the essence. And the Word of God says that the kingdom of God suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. So we need to come together as a body of Christ and declare that we are not backing down. Satan, whatever you bring in our way, we are not backing down. Whatever you think will destroy us, it is not going to happen. We're not going anywhere. We're going to stay right here and fulfill God's purpose and fulfill God's plan and fulfill everything that God wants us to do on this earth. We shall make the name of Jesus great. We shall declare the works of the Lord in our days. We shall declare the great things that he has done. Come on, church of God, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Come on, church of God. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. if you're feeling broken and wounded and in need of God, right now we are in the Spirit. God is doing something in this place that is inexplainable, but I can feel it. There is a shifting in the atmosphere. I declare open doors in the name of Jesus upon God's people. I declare, Father, that they are the head and not the tail. I thank you, Lord, that they are blessed going in and blessed coming out. They are blessed in the city and blessed in the field. I declare, Father, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. I declare, Father, that they are above only and not beneath. I pray, Lord God Almighty, that your children overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. I thank you, Lord, that you're going to increase them in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that you're going to do great things in their lives in the name of Jesus. Those who laughed at them, those who talked bad about them, Father, they're going to come back and apologize in the name of Jesus. Whatever trial they may be facing, whatever circumstance they may be facing, we declare, God, that it's all over. The problem is over. We thank you, Lord, that you're the solution. We thank you, God, that you're the solution. And we bless your name. We bless your name, God. We thank you. We bless you. We adore you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, give God a great big shout of praise.
Rise. your face. We seek your face. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. We're crying.
Come on. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. We adore you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, O God, in the beauty of your holiness. We praise your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless you. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. We adore you, Lord Jesus. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. You are worthy. You are worthy of the praise. You are worthy of the glory. You are worthy of the honor. We bless your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless you. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, the Son, and his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we praise you and thank you. Your word states in everything, give thanks, for it is the will of God. We extol you, our King and God. We thank you for your manifold goodness and mercy. Thank you for your sustaining grace. Thank you for you are always faithful. Thank you for loving us so much that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus, so our relationship with you can be restored and reconciled. Jesus, we thank you for sending your Holy Spirit, who is teaching, leading, and guiding us into all truth. Holy Spirit, we thank you for glorifying the name of Jesus. We welcome you and we love you. Take complete control of this devotion and every single detail of our lives. We repent of all our sins. We are truly sorry for all that we have done that did not bring glory and honor to your name. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus that washed away our sins and cleanses us from all unrighteousness. We release the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere, the cyberspace, the networks, over this service, over our families, our homes, and ministries in the name of Jesus. We claim all the unlimited benefits that is in the blood of Jesus. We invoke your covenant in the blood of Jesus and activate the resurrection power in Jesus' blood in every area of our lives and in this devotion. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth according to Ephesians 6:10-18. Thank you, Lord, that you are a wall of fire around us and a glory within us according to Zechariah 2:5. We thank you for your holy angels ministering to us, guiding and protecting us, enforcing your biddings in our lives. We thank you for the heavens being open. May your glory be revealed in the most spectacular and miraculous way. We bless you and thank you for souls being saved. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for restoration taking place even as we pray. We bless you and we thank you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We thank God for this beginning of this new week. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some people started a week and some people didn't make it, but we do not take this for granted. Hallelujah. So we bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We ask Jesus, hallelujah, to transform our hearts, transform our minds, transform our thoughts. Let our mind be like the mind of Christ. We thank God for the transformation. We pray that the Father of glory may give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation. In the knowledge of him, the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of his calling, and what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us, according to Ephesians 1:17-18. This morning we pray, hallelujah, for the release of supernatural strength in our hearts unto experiencing God's holy emotions, according to Ephesians 3:16-18. That he will grant us, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his spirit in our inner man, that Christ may dwell in our hearts through faith, that we, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, the length, the depth, and the height, to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that we may be filled with all the fullness of God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray for God's love to abound in our hearts, resulting in discernment and righteousness, according to Philippians 1:9-11. And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment, that you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere without offenses till the day of Christ, be filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Christ Jesus, to the glory and praise of God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. This morning, again, we're praying. Hallelujah, to know God's will, to be fruitful in ministry, fruitful in our lives, fruitful in our families, fruitful in our jobs, fruitful in every area. And we pray for God to be strengthened by coming into intimacy with Almighty God through Jesus Christ. Colossians 1:9-12. We do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, for all patience and long suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. In the light, Colossians 1:9-12. Let us continue in prayer. We pray for the unity within the church. Hallelujah. Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another, according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 5:5-7. Hallelujah. We pray to be filled with supernatural joy, peace, and hope. Now, may the God of hope fill us with all joy, peace, in believing that we may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15:13. Let us pray again, pray once for Israel to be saved through Jesus. Hallelujah. Not everyone in Israel is saved. Hallelujah. Let us pray for salvation to come to the children of Israel in Israel that's not saved. My heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel so that they may be saved. Romans 10:1. Let us pray to be enriched with the supernatural gifts of the Holy Spirit leading unto righteousness. Hallelujah. You supernatural gifts of the Holy Spirit leading unto righteousness. We thank God always concerning you for the grace of God which was given to you by Christ Jesus, that you were enriched in everything by him, in all utterance, in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you may come short in no gift, eagerly waiting for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will also confirm you to the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ, 1 Corinthians 1:4-8. Hallelujah. We pray for the release of the apostolic ministry and to have born in love and holiness. We rejoice for your sake before God, night and day, praying exceedingly that we may see your face and perfect what is lacking in your faith. Now, may our God and our Father himself and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way to you, and may the Lord make you increase and abound in love to one another and to all, so that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all sins. 1 Thessalonians 3:9-13, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have, in the name of Jesus, our next prayer, prayer to be equipped and prepared to receive the fullness of God's destiny. Hallelujah, for our lives, for the church, for the ministry, for your ministry, for the church. Therefore, we also pray always that our God would count us worthy of his calling, fulfill all good pleasure of his goodness, and of the work of faith with power, in the power that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in us and in you, in him, according to the grace of our God and our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Thessalonians 1:11-12. We pray for the word to increase by the release of the Holy Spirit power, the word of God to increase by the release of the Holy Spirit power. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may run swiftly and be glorified, just as it is with you, that you may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. Not all have faith, but the Lord is faithful and will establish you and guard you from the evil one. And have confidence in the Lord concerning you both, that you do and will do things we command you. Now may the Lord direct your hearts unto the love of God, into the patience of Christ. 2 Thessalonians 3:1-5. We pray, Lord, for the impartation of the Holy Spirit boldness to the release of signs and wonders in the name of Jesus. They raised their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, you are God who made the heavens and the earth. The kings of the earth took their stand, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ, for truly against your holy servant, whom you have anointed, both Aaron and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together to do whatever your hand and your purpose determined before to be done. Now, Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness that we may speak your word by stretching out your hand to heal our, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus. And when they prayed, the place they were assembled was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God with boldness. Acts 4:24-31. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we pray. So this morning, we pray for the revelation of Jesus and the bride's destiny into transforming our hearts. We pray for the release of the supernatural strength in the heart unto expecting God's emotion. We pray for God's love to abound in our hearts, resulting in discernment and righteousness. We pray to know God's will, to be fruitful in everything, and to be strengthened in our relationship, in our intimacy with God through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We pray for unity within the body of Christ, not only in families. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, unity and love. We pray to be filled with a supernatural joy and peace of hope, which only come from Jesus Christ. We pray for Israel to be saved through Jesus Christ. And not only for Israel, but for our family members to be saved and our friends to be saved, to receive salvation, that the Holy Spirit will move on their hearts to receive Christ as the Lord and personal Savior. We pray to be enriched with the supernatural gifts of the Holy Spirit, leading unto righteousness. In the the name of Jesus. We also pray for the release of the apostolic ministry to abound in love and holiness. We pray to be equipped and prepared to receive the fullness of God's destiny for the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. We pray for the word to increase by the release of the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. And we pray finally for the impartation of the Holy Spirit boldness to the release of signs and wonders. Father, we pray these prayers in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. This morning, the Holy Spirit woke me up to pray for Mother Somerville. I call a few of you to please dial her number or connect her because she's been in my spirit. I've called her and left her a message during the week. Hallelujah. But I want us to lift up our voices this morning. Hallelujah. And I want us to pray for Mother Somerville. Hallelujah. God had her on His mind. Hallelujah. All the time. And God wants us. In fact, it's been about a week God been saying for us to pray, and I've been praying for her, but He wants us to bring her on the line to pray for her. Amen. Not just when she's here. Amen. So what I want you to do in the name of Jesus, I want us to pray for some of the even apostles city, and the Lord said, pray for her. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Mother Somerville is always praying for us. Hallelujah. And so we got to be attentive and pray for her in Jesus' name. I'm going to pray. And wherever you are this morning, in your home, pray for her. This is an instruction from God to pray for her. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Mother Somerville this morning, oh God. Father God, you instructed me to call and make sure that she comes on this line for us to pray for her, oh God. You know everything that concerns Mother Somerville. You know everything. Oh God, you know it all. You see it all. You hear her prayers, oh God. In the name of Jesus, when nobody's around, Lord, you are always there with her, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and you are right there with her right now in the name of Jesus. And so, God, God, I ask you to strengthen her in the name of Jesus, oh God. Strengthen her spirit, strengthen her mind, strengthen her soul, strengthen her body in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. The joy of the Lord is her strength, unspeakable joy. In the name of Jesus, I decree, declare, and prophesy that no weapon fashioned against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. Father God, in the name of Jesus, let the mind of Christ be in her, O God. In the name of Jesus, Uriyama said, we come against dimension. In the name of Jesus, Uriyama said, Teriyako, we come against memory loss. In the name of Jesus, we release the power of Almighty God upon her neurons in her brains. In the name of Jesus, Lord, renew her cells, renew her strength. In the mighty name of Jesus, breathe on her brain. In the name of Jesus, we come and we ask you, Lord, to touch the part of the memory. In the name of Jesus, sharpen our memory, strengthen our, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, her mind, her thoughts, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh, embrace her, oh God, embrace her in your love, walk with her, talk with her, be with her, strengthen her, oh God, strengthen her, oh God, breathe on her, oh God, take away everything that has to do with fear, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we bind the spirit of fear in the name of Jesus. She will move in faith, she will move in love like she always do, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. You have no right. You have no authority in her life. Her body, soul, and spirit belongs to Jesus. We pray for her children. We pray for her grandchildren. We pray for her household. All those that are connected to her, oh God, let the glory of God arise upon her in the name of Jesus. Let the glory of God arise upon her. Arise upon her children. Arise upon her grandchildren. Arise upon her household in the name of Jesus. The glory of God settle upon her. Strengthen her, oh God. Establish her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hover over every area of her life. Let there be light. Let there be light. Let her not lack anything, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Provide for her according to your riches in glory in Christ Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yekuria Masse, make a way out of no way. In the name of Jesus, open the doors, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Yekuraba Setteri Akurobase, in the name of Jesus. Yekikaba Setteri, we come against discouragement, in the name of Jesus. We lose courage, we lose faith. She is the apple of your eye, in the name of Jesus, and you love her. Unconditionally, in the name of Jesus. So I come against every aches and pains in her body. I release the healing virtues of Jesus Christ within her body, not by my might, not by my power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. I speak healing to the joints in the name of Jesus. I speak healing to the hands in the name of Jesus. I command the body to come into alignment with the word of God in the name of Jesus. Renew her strength. The joy of the Lord is her strength. Let this day be a day of new beginnings in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the crown of favor, the crown of glory in the name of Jesus. We thank you that the goodness and mercy follows her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Surround her with your glory in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, her eyesight, strengthen, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Touch her eyesight in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch her ears in the mighty name of Jesus. I release joy in her home in the name of Jesus. Unspeakable joy, spirit of joy, spirit of gladness that comes from Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus. Yekuriamase, to touch the members in her home right now in the name of Jesus. Let them feel the power. Let them feel the glory of Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus. Glory of mercy, Mother Somerville, and an anointed vessel of Almighty God in the name of Jesus. We speak to your spirit. Yeah, the word of the Lord. Do not be discouraged. The joy of the Lord is your strength. You are honored, you are favored by Almighty God in the name of Jesus. It is not yet time for you to leave. Hallelujah. The Lord said he still got more work for you in the name of Jesus. You might think it's over, but the Lord say to tell you it is not over. What I must say, renew the strength. He will renew the strength like the strength of an eagle. He will carry you on his eagle's wings in the name of Jesus. Do not look to the left. Do not look to the right. But look unto God, the author and the finisher of your faith in the name He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Glorify yourself, oh God. Glorify yourself, oh God. Glorify yourself, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Yekuriyabase. Yekerebase. Uriyabase. Yekerebase teriyako. Uriyabase. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Uriyabase teriyako. Walk in his grace. Walk in his power. Walk in his anointing. In the name of Jesus. Uriyabase teriyako. He has placed upon you a new mantle of prayer, a new mantle of intercession. In the name of Jesus, Uriya Maseteriako, Yekele Maseteriako, Yekele Maseteriako, Roma Sanderiako, Roma Se. Uriya Maseteriako, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, we pray. Hallelujah, you will not lack. Hallelujah. You will not lack in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You are not lacking in the name of Jesus. Your children call you blessed. Your nieces and nephews call you blessed. Your cousins call you blessed. Your great grandchildren, hallelujah. Your great great-grand call you blessed. Your friends call you blessed. Your pastor call you blessed. This ministry call you blessed. We call you blessed. You are honored and blessed. Hallelujah. You are the apple of God's eye. Arise and shine, for the light has come, Mother Somerville. The glory of God has risen upon you. Arise in the power of Jesus Christ. Arise in the strength of Jesus Christ. Arise and shine, for the light has come, for the glory of God is upon you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Oria masandoriako. Hallelujah. Romosederiako. Romosederiako. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You shall live to declare the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Your life is a testimony of the goodness of Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oria mosotoriaka. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You are Proverbs 31 woman. Oria masotori, walking in God's grace, walking in God's holy anointing, walking in God's power. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. The love of God is all around you. The love of God will strengthen you. The holy angels, hallelujah, there's a refreshing, a wind of refreshing. Hallelujah. For this time, for this season, God has removed that garment and put on you a new garment of praise, worship. The garment I hear him say, he put on you the garment of glorification. The garment of glorification. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We love you. God bless you. We love you, Mother Summerfield, and we pray for you. You are the apple of God's eye. Anytime God can put someone and say, do not rest until you call that person to come on. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, and everyone, anyone who wants to say anything, I'm going to open the line. You press 1. Hallelujah. Before we leave, hallelujah. Amen. We got to appreciate and love people. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's fulfilling the scriptures. Hallelujah. So if you want to say something, press one on the line. I'm going to open the line for you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Can you hear me?
Yes, but some of them, I can hear. Everybody can hear.
I just praise God for what he has done for me. The whole of January, I've been sick from one thing to another. And whatever sickness was, it affected my memory. I couldn't remember anything. And God is so good. My nephews then came together and said my daughter should move in with me to be able to take care of me. And she has been a mother to me. She's my mother. Every day, Mother Brooks, Mayama, and Mother Young, they call me. Mother Brooks calls me about 3 times a day to check on me. Mayama calls me. I couldn't get on the prayer line. My daughter had to put it on for me and help me to listen to it. And now God has blessed me. I can put it on myself and I can listen to it. And I have been to the doctor. I went to the doctor and the doctor told me I should go there. And he gave me 1 more month to go there so they can check on me. I went to the doctor. I went to the eye doctor Friday, and he examined the eye. I can't read. I can't see neither. All the little things I could do, I couldn't do any. And he said, I'm going to go back. So I just told my nephew, I said, I'm not worried about anything. God will take care of this body. He is in control. He is on the vessel, so I fear not a storm. So I just thank God for my friends, my church members, and all who threw their arms around me for the month of January. I just praise him and give him the glory for great things he has done. My children in Liberia were calling every day to find out how I'm coming along. And it is God who has brought me this far, and I know he will continue to lead me on. I pray, God, for all my relatives, my friends, and all who threw their arms around me, that God may continue to bless them and protect them. I thank God for the prayer this morning. I thank God for all those that have been praying for me and continue to pray. May God continue to bless you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Mariama, it's open. Mariama, it's open.
Bruce, I want to bless God this morning. I want to tell God thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to tell God thank you for the teaching this morning, the prayers and everything. I just want to bless God this morning. It has not been easy, but I know the God that we serve, he always make it right for us. No matter our situation, no matter what we go through, he always there for us. I can always say, as the apostle can tell us, say, don't be discouraged. Always encourage yourself. Because sometimes when things happen, you don't even know what to do. So you just feel discouraged and you just let it go. But when you think about Jesus, and you say no. So I just want to bless God from January 1 to the 31st of this month for what he has been doing. I just want to bless God. I just want to praise him. I don't even know how to praise him, but I just want to tell God, thank you. Because every day is a day of thanksgiving. He said, be a good, which is giving praise and honor. So I just want to bless God for my life, for my mother, my children, my family.
Mm-hmm.
I got my mother who is always there. So I just want to bless God. I want to tell him thank you. And all those that have been praying for me, I want to tell God thank you for this prayer. I can always say coming on this prayer is not a mistake. I'm so happy that I joined this prayer. So I just want to bless God for all of our mothers. And every mother, someone feel we need to miss her so much when we couldn't yell on the line when she was sick. But at least we thank God that she's back on the line. So we just want to bless God for all our mothers. And I want to tell God, thank you for this prayer, that God, he never forgets us no matter the situation.
Amen.
I have been so down a few days. I say, God, you that brought me this far, you will not leave me alone. You will always be by my side. My work authorization got expired. As you are going to court, they postpone the case, and they are not giving me court day, and then the work authorization got expired. The second job I was doing, the people put me down. They say I got to get my authorization before I start work. And the lawyer went and put it in. We didn't know it got expired. Before we put it in, they said, oh, it will take 6 months to come. So they called that itself. And when I know last week, Monday, my work authorization came.
Hallelujah.
And while we were on there, my daughter went to the embassy and she'll be getting her book on the 10th. So I just want to bless God, because when you ask anything you ask for, he will give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was sitting there on Friday, in the office, the agency called me. He said, oh, we rehire you, so come and start. Well, we got one case for you. So from 12 to 7, so I went there yesterday and I did a case. So I just want to bless God. I just want to tell him thank you. Because he said, no matter the situation, he will always be by us. He will never forsake or never leave us alone. So I just want to bless God. I just want to say thank you. And I want to say thank you to Apostle. Every day she's on the line. Whether you there, you're not there, she's there. She's praying for us every day, taking her time. So I just want to bless God for you and your family, that God continue to bless you. God continue to get you higher. I just want to say thank you, God, for everything he's doing in my life. And he will continue to do more. Pray for me, and I do the same in Jesus' name.
Amen, 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 hallelujah. Oh, God is faithful. Anyone else, if you want to say something, press 1 on your keypad. I'll open the line. Hallelujah for you in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. God is faithful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're so happy to hear, Mother, some of your voice. Happy to know that she's doing better. You see, the Holy Spirit will inform you about things. I didn't even know she was not well. But thank God the Holy Spirit kept, you know, got on. And this morning he said, do not move forward until she gets on the line. I even text her daughter, and Harina texted me back and said she's on the line. Hallelujah. God told me not to start the service, continue on the service until Mother Summerfield come on. So we praise God, because we don't have to know things, but God knows it, and he will inform us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we bless God for Mother Summerfield. We love her. Apostle Cynthia, too, asked her for her. She said Mother Summerfield been on her mind. She told me that last week, and she said, I gave her the number, she will call. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. So God looks out for his children. Amen. In the name of Jesus, let us continue to look out for one another. In the name of Jesus, Mother Summerfield, it is well. Hallelujah. We love you, Harina. Thank you for putting her on. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, then forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful, blessed Sunday. Hallelujah. Let us continue to pray for one another. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you. Have a wonderful week. Amen.